Unlimited FDIC insurance for certain transaction accounts comes to an end. From December 31, 2010 through December 31, 2012, certain transaction accounts that pay no interest were entitled to unlimited deposit insurance coverage. This special temporary protection was created by Congress to help maintain confidence in the financial system for depositors who had large balances in non-interest-bearing checking accounts, typically for businesses, but any depositor qualified. Now that the unlimited coverage has ended, FDIC Consumer News wants to clear up some common misconceptions about this law and a related one. As in the past, non-interest-bearing transaction accounts will be insured up to the standard coverage amount of at least $250,000, along with any other deposits held in the same ownership capacity, such as single or joint accounts. The FDIC has been getting questions from depositors who think non-interest-bearing transaction accounts are no longer insured at all, and that is incorrect. Funds in special trust accounts that lawyers establish for their clients, commonly known as interest on lawyer trust accounts or IOLTAs, will also be protected for at least $250,000. Under a special exemption, IOLTAs previously qualified for the temporary unlimited coverage for non-interest-bearing transaction accounts, even though they can pay interest. IOLTAs typically hold deposits for multiple clients, and under the rules, the insurance coverage passes through to each owner's share of the account for up to $250,000. This means the total fully insured amount in the IOLTA account can greatly exceed $250,000. The standard FDIC deposit insurance coverage amount of at least $250,000 per depositor at each insured institution is still in effect. In 2008, Congress passed a law increasing the basic FDIC coverage from $100,000 to $250,000, but only through 2013. Then, in 2010, the lawmakers approved a permanent increase to the $250,000 coverage amount. However, some depositors are still asking whether the standard deposit insurance coverage of $250,000 will revert to $100,000 at the end of 2013. The answer is no. Congress made permanent the standard coverage amount of at least $250,000 in 2010. If you have questions, call toll-free 1-877-ASK-FDIC. That's 1-877-275-3342. Or visit www.fdic.gov/deposit/deposits.